you could break it down, you could break it down into formulas. Like, follow this formula. Like, this is the formula you follow. Like, if they only have to be your personal formulas, just workable formulas.
Right.
Just like use this formula. This is the beginner's. This is the starting kit formula. Like, this is what you do with, like, this is how you work out the whole equation. I think that would be useful. The other thing I'd like to know is I was having trouble asking this question last time, but why do you deserve money for cooking food for a friend? Like, why does somebody even bother giving you money for cooking food? I feel like this is like a foundation question. Like, the answer is like interesting. Why would I give you any money for food at all? Period.
Well, I think the compensation for time and energy and expertise in the area of gourmet culinary skills and health implementation, you know, which a lot of time and research went into preparing or creating each alternative that is served.
Why is an original recipe valuable? Why is an original Sun Food Sovereign recipe valuable?
Why is a basketball skills player valuable? Why is a football player skills valuable? Why is the actors, you know, all the same answers? You know, because if you are trained in a skilled trade or expertise or vocation, it comes with a monetary value after completing the mastery of the skill or expertise. How else can you maintain a livelihood off of said, you know, skill or trade unless you get paid?
And then also due to the nature of the business, because I read in the manual that you provided me with, you don't actually have customers, you have clients.
You want to distinguish the difference between a customer and a client?
You don't really like a customer.
Hmm?
You don't really like a customer?
No, do you want me to distinguish the difference between...
Well, yes. A customer and a client is this. A customer is a person that comes into a store, facility, or business and purchases something. No really relationship, no care, no consideration for really how that person as a customer is doing. You're concerned about the money. Client now is a little different. You take on somewhat of a personal interest and responsibility for the well-being of this person outside of just them purchasing or paying you for services rendered.
And that's where money isn't subtracted from somebody's bankroll. They divide their money into your money. That's like a clients pool their money with Sun Food Sovereign. Customers just give it. Is that fair?
Yeah. Custom clients are more of a mutual support. They're part of the structure, you know, because a customer can just be a customer for that one day. A client is more of a long-term type of relationship. You know, we consider our clients to be, you know, those that are really seeking the empowerment that comes from not just purchasing a Sun Food Sovereign product, but following the Sun Food Sovereign protocol. You know, that's the benefit of being a client versus just a customer. You know, I'm a customer at a gas station. You could care less. You know, you're going to buy some gas or what? You know, I'm not a client, you know, versus I'm a client or, you know, at, you know, if I go to a massage therapist, you know, because this person is focused on, you know, the overall benefit of my person. You know, just as we are here, we focus on the holistic benefit of the person's mind, body, and their soul and emotional field, you know. So it's a journey. You know, clients get the opportunity to become friends. and spiritual family members. You know, like right now, you know, on a spiritual level, we become not just a client and practitioner, but friend and, you know, partner and, you know, strength for strength. You know, I get a lot of edification as far as, you know, my role, you know, because without other people telling me, like, or giving me the responsibility to lead them or teach them, you know, I wouldn't have it. So that's another thing.
It's also like you also play the role as a leader in a lot of, and you play the role of leader in more circumstances today than you did 7 years ago, because now you're 37, you're older. You're older, like your age and your wisdom play a role in your leadership position, because like, I'm not going to try and lead you because I'm 7 years younger than you. Like, I'm not going to let, like, a 20-year-old kid realistically lead me because he's 10 years younger than me. He may be impressive, but, like, he'll have skill, but I can't let a 20-year-old kid lead me. You're 7 years older than me. Like, I can feel comfortable with you in a leadership position because you've got 365 days plus 365, like, more than me. And I think a lot of people respect that. People respect age, wisdom, and business savvy. So I think that's one of the things that I see when I see some food sovereign is, like, I see like a culinary leadership organization that is like, and what I'm interested in is, like, I'm interested in seeing, like, you know, 10 years from now. Within 10 years, is Sun Food Sovereign the de facto leader of culinary arts in Cincinnati? And Skyline is trying to get their food together. Like, they're selling. Did Skyline change their menu because of Sun Food Sovereign? Did La Rosa's stop selling? Did La Rosa start offering a vegan pizza? Like, little tiny goals. Like, just in Cincinnati, within 10 years, could Sun Food Sovereign within Cincinnati get La Rosa's on the vegan pizza train? Like, could you get a vegan pizza delivered from La Rosa's?
If we can implement enough literary propaganda to influence the consciousness of people and make them feel guilty for consuming the standard American diet, then yeah. I think we would. You know, I think we could possibly have all these, you know, present fast food, you know, establishments questioning, you know, their ethics if we use the, you know, come with the right wordplay.
And also through, like, the advertisement we could do, like, we could do really, like, I think you might be impressed by the DVD. I'm impressed by, like, the infomercials that we could do, like, just, like, kind of, like, somewhere between, like, 106 and Park, MTV's, Top 20 Countdown, somewhere between, like, a music video and an infomercial is a Sun Food Sovereign commercial, because we can do it on the web, like, we could do, like, 20-second commercials, and Macy's is even doing something really interesting. They're coming out on their website with a film. They're releasing a film, like, they're premiering a film on their website, which is kind of a new thing. Mm-hmm. So it is even possible, like, consciousness is even like a major consciousness factor is changing, so it's not even going from the theater to the television anymore, it's going to that thing. I feel like I'm ahead of the curve in my understanding of this. And if society catches up, like, there's a lot of work being done. This is being prepared for global consciousness. But how that pertains to you is, and Sun Food Sovereign is that you put a commercial on your website, and then that helps with your branding, and then that increases, like, the viewership time on your website, which increases value. Like, so if you've got a commercial in the center of the screen on your website, and then you've got an ad here and an ad here within that commercial, like, you can sell this space and you can sell that space, and you can have the center of your website holding somebody's attention for an extended period of time. And you can give the people that are sponsoring your ad, you can tell them how long people are averaging watching the film. experience, because you can tell people how long somebody stays on your website, and that's useful information. You said you're working on the food process.